Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home.
John chapter 8, verse 12 says, and Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Oh, friend, it is so good to shine the light in this dark world for the glory of God. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us be reflectors of the true light, Jesus, pointing people to him. Well, happy Thursday morning to you. So good to see you. Go ahead, pour yourself a cup of coffee. Grab a donut while you're out there and bring one back and let's hang out together. It is Thursday, this December the 5th, 2019. My name is Joey Kroll. What an exciting week it is here at Great News Radio. If you missed the announcement on Tuesday, Great News Radio is expanding, getting larger from our four frequencies to 19 frequencies across, well, a good portion of central Illinois. And if you missed Tuesday's program, go back and listen to it through our audio archive section at greatnewsradio.org. What an exciting time here at Great News Radio. God is on the move. I love it. Hey, coming up this Sunday, you're invited to a special concert at East Lynn Community Fellowship this Sunday morning at 9:30. This Sunday morning at 9:30 with the Old Path Quartet. It's their Reason for the Season concert. Come celebrate Christmas in song. It's going to be a good time at East Lynn Community Fellowship in East Lynn, Illinois. Again, this Sunday morning at 9:30. More details on that at our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. All right, friend, go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee, and we're going to study today from the book of Luke and talk about Mary and her little lamb. Coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Going to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the name. And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph to the skies, with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. The news.
you so much for listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday here on Great News Radio. And many years ago, a woman by the name of Sarah Hale wrote one of the most well-known, best-loved children's poems ever. And you may have heard of it. It's called Mary Had a Little Lamb. It goes like this. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And wherever that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Friend, every child at some point was introduced to that poem. But more than that, every child and adult ought to be introduced to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And today we're going to be talking about Mary and her little lamb. If you have your Bible today, turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Mary and her little lamb. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Wow. That's a passage of scripture that many of us are probably reading this time of the year, many churches, many pastors. And we see a couple of things here about Mary. You know what, friend? Mary was an ordinary person. Verse 26 tells us that she was in a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, friend, there wasn't anything special about Nazareth. I mean, some of the best Bible scholars and commentators tell you that the population was probably no more than 400 people at that time. Trade routes and roads passed near Nazareth, but the village itself was not really on any main road. In fact, Philip was telling Nathanael about Jesus of Nazareth, and Nathanael said in John 1:46, can anything good come out of Nazareth? The town was a joke to some people, and that's where Mary was from. She was not born into riches. Remember when they dedicated Jesus at the temple? They sacrificed a pair of birds, a pair of young pigeons. Leviticus commands that the birth of a son should have a lamb offered, but it allowed a couple of birds to be offered if the family could not afford to present a lamb. So she wasn't from a great town. She wasn't born into riches. She was maybe 13, 14, 15 at the latest, at the oldest. And you know, friend, we sometimes get the idea that we have to be great to serve the Lord. Friend, God uses ordinary people. He really does. I'll tell you what, it's amazing. I remember growing up, and still even to this day, I'm not a big fan of funeral homes. It just weirds me out, and you know, it really is. And I remember I was never, and still to this day, not a big fan of hospitals. It just has that hospital smell to it. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm not a big fan of public speaking. And isn't it funny that even though I don't like public speaking, I don't like funerals, I don't like hospitals, God has called me to be a pastor. God uses, friend, ordinary people. And Mary was an ordinary person. But the Bible also tells us she was favored. Verse 28 says in Luke 1, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one." In verse 30, it says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." See, the word favor here means filled with grace or blessed. She found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Friend, not once does the Bible say that Mary was sinless. You know, I grew up in a denomination that really edified Mary, I would even say, above Jesus. Friend, not once does the scripture say that Mary was God or that we should worship her. Friend, she was a servant of God. She is not equal to Jesus, God, or the Holy Spirit. She needed a Savior too. But friend, the Bible says she was blessed. She was filled with grace. She found favor and grace in the eyes of the Lord. So friend, she was an ordinary person. She was favored, but the Bible says she was a virgin. Look at verse 26 of Luke 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Why is the virgin birth important? Because Jesus had a heavenly origin. Think about this. If Joseph were his true father, then Jesus would only be a human being and he wouldn't be the Son of God. He would just be called the son of Joseph. And a second reason why the virgin birth, friend, is so important concerns the sinless character of Christ. See, if Jesus had a human father, then he would have inherited a sinful nature as the rest of us have. See, the Bible in many places indicates that the sin nature is passed down from generation to generation through the Father. I was reading about that in a handful of different times, that the sins of the Father are passed down from generation to generation through the Father. But friend, Jesus was not born in sin. He had no sin nature. He is the Holy One of God since he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says in verse 35 here, the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Watch this. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. The virgin birth, dear friend, is a very important foundational piece of our faith. So Mary, ordinary person. It's a reminder that God uses broken vessels. God uses ordinary folks like you and me. She was favored. She was blessed. She found favor in the eyes of God. We also see that she's a virgin and friend. Mary had incredible faith. Luke 1:34 says, and Mary said to the angel, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is her sixth month, who is called barren." And the angel said, "Hey, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, listen to this, friend, in verse 38 of Luke chapter 1, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Friend, that whole thing here, this whole conversation, what was taking place and what was going to happen, that's not normal. It's not normal for a virgin to give birth. I mean, the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." I'll be like, what? I mean, come on. If I was Mary, I would be like, hey, I got raising my hand. Hey, I have more questions than answers here. But look at her response. She says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, and let it be to me according to your word." Even though things probably didn't make sense for her, even though things sounded pretty strange coming from an angel, even though what was being said sounded completely not normal, she said, "Okay, I'm a servant of the Lord." Friend, that takes incredible faith. See, my wife, she's a precious woman. She really is. And she's she will go with the flow with many things. You know, like if you ever come to a red light and it just stays red and you're like, this thing is broken, you know, my wife, she will stay at that red light until it turns green. She will. She will stay there. I mean, 20 minutes. She will not move until it turns green. Me, I would have been home, eaten, and taken a nap by the time she left that red light. I mean, she is flexible. She can go with the flow. Brother Joey, what are you saying? I'm saying we got to be spiritually flexible. There are things in our life that comes that God allows, that God allows us to go through that does not make sense. But friend, even though it doesn't make sense, we need to trust God. She said, I am a servant of the Lord. Don't miss the beauty in this, friend. This courageous statement and willingness to follow God, whatever he asked of her, marked the life of Mary from that very beginning. And friend, she had to suffer through the stares, the whispers and the gossip of those who just didn't buy the whole angel and virgin birth story. But in her heart, Mary believed God, and she went on to bear and deliver the promised child. Friend, let us have faith. Let us have the trust in the Lord that says, Lord, whatever comes my way, I am your servant. May everything you have said to me come true.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God.
Thank you.
Gary Chapman and Mary, Did You Know? Well, you're listening to Mark and Friends on this Thursday on Great News Radio. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it through our archives section at greatnewsradio.org. And since it's a new month here, December, be sure to pick up your December copy of the Prime Lifetimes. Yesterday, Kathleen Jennings read her article on Mark and Friends yesterday from the latest edition of Prime Lifetime. So be sure to get your copy today. You can visit primelifetimes.com and find a huge list of distribution sites and stores and places where you can pick up your copy. primelifetimes.com. Well, friend, I'm going to, make another pot of coffee and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. In the meantime, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Child, you're holding is the grave.